Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, as you heard there in the update, the Patriots' new kicker is Mike Nugent. Maz, your thoughts?
Okay, I told you yesterday, I'd rather have him than Kai Forbath. But same diff. I mean, slightly, you get a more senior guy. Belichick will manage him in a conservative manner. We'll see how it goes. Like, I don't feel better about it with Gostkowski gone. I don't. And I know that you're going to say, well, you're a hypocrite. Maybe. I told you, I said this yesterday, I take back everything bad I ever said about Stephen Gostkowski.
You are pathetic.
Yeah,
you,
seriously, come on, Maz.
I miss him.
Seriously, oh, Maz. Please. I mean, that's kind of sad.
I do. I fear a calamity in the kicking game. I fear it. Now, I don't think it's going to be that with Nugent. It might not be great. I don't think it's going to be a calamity. But you start, I just don't want to be the Jets or the Bears or the Bucks or one of these things that's a revolving door kicker. I don't want that.
Oh,
so I'd rather, of the guys they mentioned, I mean, I like the idea of taking a flyer on a young guy and maybe they sign the other kid to the practice squad, right?
That's right.
So I like that idea. Maybe that's what Bill's doing here.
And it's like having a guy right there on standby.
Yes, like maybe they're biding some time and they're working with the young guy and then eventually Nugent's gone because you got to have a kicker for the game this week. So maybe that's all that is a short-term thing. I'm kind of hoping that's the case. But I will say that I'd rather have a healthy Gostkowski. I'd rather have a healthy Gostkowski.
Yeah, but he's not. And I'd rather Mike Nugent off the street than a banged up Gostkowski that we've seen missing a kick a week at least. So they'll be fine. The guy's at least done it before. I'd rather have a veteran than one of these untested kids who was in the AAF or just got drafted this year that was still out there.
Oh, that's who I want. I want a recently drafted or undrafted kid that they looked at in college and fresh, a clean slate. Clean slate and no mental bagage. Because make no mistake, Mike Nugent has mental baggage.
Well, just before you get to the numbers, but do we look at Mike Lombardi as a Belichick mouthpiece?
Yes!
Okay, so here's a red flag. He tweeted a little while ago, with Mike Nugent, the Patriots might be more aggressive going for it on fourth down instead of attempting a field goal over 45 yards. Nugent, 43% over 50 and 75% between the 40s.
Ugh.
That's okay. A little scary.
So I want a young kid with an empty brain and a big leg. I don't want someone with all this history. And you know what Mike Nugent's history is? You know why he's been out of the league? He can't make extra points. This is his problem. His field goal percentages are fine. And they've always been fine. For the most part. I mean, he's had his ups and downs like everybody else.
Except from 50.
And he doesn't have a huge leg. But he's a fairly consistent field goal kicker. His extra points are what got him out of the league. It's an extra point issue.
Great.
Which is exactly what Gostkowski's issue was. Mike Nugent, when he was released in 2016, he didn't make it through the entire 2016. He got released in early December of 2016 after missing 6 extra points.
Holy crap.
6 before he even got to the final month of the year.
23 of 29.
And it got to the point, I'm just reading one of these reports, that Vegas began to set odds on whether he would miss or make his extra points those weeks. It became like a running joke, this guy. And it's, wouldn't you know it, he was one of these guys. Remember those kickers when they first moved the line back were complaining?
Yes.
This was the chief complainer. This was the number one guy who was leading the charge.
You know what? I remember this.
Yeah, I do too.
We talked about this.
Complaining about the NFL moving the extra point back. He said at the time, quote, There's only one reason they moved it back. He said it just like this, too. There's only one reason they moved it back. They want us to miss more, Nugent said. Or he told the Cincinnati Inquirer, whoever came up with the rule got what they wanted. You got what you wanted. Now we're missing these kicks.
Yeah, he's your new head coach, actually.
Huh?
Wasn't Belichick one of the people that actually wanted this thing to happen?
I guess he did, yeah. He said it's a rule that was changed to make players fail more, which I just don't. This is an offensive-driven league. Everyone wants to see points. Everyone wants to see 65-64. But to change a rule to make less points, it just confuses me, said Nugent. And I completely disagree with it.
Yeah, everybody wants to see points, but we don't want to see the kickers.
So, and I remember at the time, like,
when
Kickers were starting to struggle with this, and it affected their field goal percentages because they weren't getting, the analogy everyone made was the extra point, the old extra point was a 2-foot tap in that got you in your rhythm on the putting green, and so you were more likely to make longer putts. It was the same thing with these kickers. They got into the rhythm with the short little gimme extra point that helped them with field goals, and when you took away the gimme extra point, it affected their field goals, and they all started complaining about it, and we rightly said, oh, you weak-minded ninnies, my God, you sallies, what? Kick the freaking ball. It's a 33-yarder for the extra point. That should be a 99% proposition for you. You can kick it 65 yards. It should be through 33 every single time. But they, because there's such mental cases, these kickers, they started to complain about it. And the guy leading the charge was Mike Nugent.
Don't you find it surprising then that a guy like Belichick would go with a guy like this?
So
again, that gives me more reason to believe it's just temporary. That they're going to work on the kid on the practice squad. Koo, is that his name?
Yes, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, Younghoe Koo.
Yeah, so like that's really where they want to go. But Bill looked at it and said, well, we have two problems here. One is we need a kicker this week. The other is we need a kicker beyond this week for the longer term. So Nugent's probably not the guy, but he's been in the league. He can probably make 2 out of every 3 extra points. So let's go there because we weren't getting much better than Gostkowski, much better than that from Gostkowski anyway.
Again, Vegas in 2016 was laying odds. The folks at Bovada now setting odds on whether Nugent misses a PAT this week. Yes, plus 200. No, minus 300.
That's right now?
No, that was back in 2016. I'm reading from November of 2016. This is from Nesson.com compilation. That's how much of a mental case this guy was. Bovada started to set odds whether the guy could make his extra point or not. I mean, as bad as Gostkowski's gotten, I'm not aware of them doing that for him.
No, please. I don't think they've done that for anybody except this guy. The other thing is, as you mentioned, and not that like this is, I mean, sort of a tangential issue. He doesn't have a big leg, you said, right? He's not going to kick off.
So I'm not sure about the big leg thing. You just said those percentages from beyond 50. Those are not good. I mean,
13 for 30.
What career. Should it be? So what's the NFL average beyond 50?
Oh, I think they were making those at about 65% the last time we checked. Weren't we 2 out of every 3?
I mean, I think.
I'll give you what the number is exactly last year.
I think from all distances, if you're below 75%, you blow.
I think 85.
No, because, I mean, I'll tell you why. Because in the pregame, they set your range, right? Given the wind and the field. And so you know exactly what your range is in the pregame. Now you get into a real game. So you should never come up short because you know how far the field goal is. So if it's within your range and it's not weather or a bad field or something, if all these AstroTurf field turf fields now that are perfect, you know, are kicking on diamonds or muddy fields, they're perfect fields, good condition. You should make them all. I don't care what the distance is, 50 plus. You should be from 55 in. You should be making those kicks. Do you find the number?
Yeah, I got to add them up, though. I can't get a total.
Okay, good thing not to
you're
do that.
Yeah, you're going to have
to. I know. I appreciate that.
I didn't want to screw it up.
I get it.
You got to give me a little time on that one.
So, Mike Nugent, I want a no-name kid, a no-name guy, not a floater around the league. But I will say the last time they were in this spot when Gostkowski got hurt in 2010, Bill went for a floater, a former Bengal too, Shane Graham, who we probably mocked when he was a Bengal too. And Shane Graham was just fine for you. It was a non-factor.
He loves those ex-Bengals, huh?
So I don't know. He wants the veteran kicker, which I know there's a method to it, and I'll defer to him, obviously. But the extra point thing is, good God, that's his issue, the extra point. So your thoughts on Mike Nugent, the new Patriots kicker. Also, back to your Bruins calls. We can do it all day long if you want. Bruins do get back to work tonight. Game's on 98.5 The Sports Hub. I am looking forward to the game. I really am. As much as I've bitched and moaned about the Bruins to this point, it'll be nice to have hockey back on and just watch those games. But the Bergeron people, seriously. I mean, really. So that, Nugent, your calls right after this.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
Nugent is ready. The crowd gets quiet. The snap is perfect. The kick is up. It looks good, and it is...
No!
No good!
No!
He missed it!
Oh, no!
Nugent misses from 36 yards out.
Pushed it
and
right.
The game ends in a 37 all tie.
Missed it, pushed it right. Oh my gosh.
And Nugent's PAT is no good.
Man, gotta have those. Gotta have them.
Mike Nugent, 19 for 20 on points after. Harris spirals it back. Huber puts it down, and Nugent's kick hits the upright. It's no good. Nugent's kick is on its way, and he missed it again.
Wow, hit the upright again. Hit the upright again. Wow.
The right upright in both instances, and the Bengals have left 2 points on the board. Ooh. And Nugent's kick is a dribbler. It'll be scooped up by Cleveland. This could be a two-point run back for the Browns. 45, looking for somebody to pitch it back to. Throws it sideways.
How about that?
And Croft makes the tackle at the 50-yard line. So a sixth missed extra point from Mike Nugent.
Just warming you up for the Mike Nugent era.
The Nuge.
Oh, my God. Listen to that. I take it back.
Tell you what, there's no shortage of fun, mean headlines the Herald or that we could use when the Nuge misses a big kick to blow a game solely based on Ted Nugent songs. Sweet Sally, except you put a comma in there, so Sweet Sally. Yank Me Shank Me instead of Yank Me Crank Me. Paralyzed, that one speaks for itself. If it's one against Dallas, Chokeskin Cowboy. I'm ready to go.
Love it, Murray.
Bring on the Nugent era.
Murray's geeked up.
He has trouble on extra points. Just FYI.
No, you never want to hear announcers refer to a kick as a dribbler. The hell was that?
Yeah, that last one. What happened?
Nugent hit it. That was a dribbler.
What? He hit the center in the ass?
He must have missed it.
So the dribbler, right, I thought that was a kickoff. No.
Yeah, no, that's like what you do off a tee box.
That was another extra point. How do you dribble an extra point?
Good question.
So he's a mental case.
Like the rest of them.
So that's the issue. I prefer a clean slate guy.
And Nugent's kick is a dribbler.
What? Not a kickoff. Nope. That was an extra point.
To try to make it 14-0. Another high snap. And Nugent's kick is a dribbler.
He's got a crap kick fever. I'm ready for the Nugent era. Come on, Nuge.
This thing about him not having a leg.
Okay, so he's bad from beyond 50. What should an NFL kicker be from beyond 50?
So I told you, my recollection was 65%. Like, they make two out of every three, basically. Last year in the NFL, the entirety of the league on kicks 50 plus, 63.8%.
Very good, Miss.
Okay, 63.8%. So far this year, 58.3%. So they're a little bit lower, 5% lower this year than last, but it's early.
Yep.
And, you know, hard to know indoors, outdoors, et cetera. I haven't looked into any of the specifics on that.
These guys, Nugent, should, be these guys should be so much better than that.
Nugent, for his career, 50-plus, 13 for 30, 43.3%. So, again,
he's like 20% the historical norm.
Yeah, way below the league average. Way, way, way below the league average. If they're trying anything, Zoe said this on the midday show, we played it earlier. If they're trying anything over 45 yards, then it's on Belichick. Like, that's the way I look at it. And I do wonder now, does this mean Jake Bailey's kicking off? Like, Bailey was booming him into the end zone in the preseason.
If this guy's dribbling extra points, man, I don't need him dribbling kickoffs.
No, exactly. Like, I'm willing to bet Bailey kicks off.
Well, here's a shocker. Dakota and Braintree thinks it's a perfect fit. Go ahead, Dakota.
Hey, are you going to just, like, berate every acquisition by the Patriots? Next thing you're going to tell us is that you found text messages from him that he hates Christmas, okay?
We're looking. I mean, we're looking for him right now, Dakota.
I'm sure you are. Listen.
Thanks,
Belichick,
Kevin.
Belichick is in this for the long plan. That's why he wants a veteran come in. And the kicker's not going to matter, you know what, until it gets to the Super Bowl in Miami on grass, where Gostkowski is god-awful on grass to begin with. You know what Nugent's career down in Miami is on grass kicking? Do you know what it is?
I hope it's from under 45.
Let me tell you, okay? He's 12 of 13 for field goals and 13 for 13 in extra points. This guy's missed one kicker on the grass down in Miami, and that's all that matters because that's where the Super Bowl is, and that's when a field goal or extra point is going to matter. And you know what, Tony, for the short term, this guy at Washington 2 years ago was 4 for 5 field goals, 3 for 3 extra points. So even if it's for this week, he better be able to kick well down in Washington, okay? Love the Nugent signing.
I'll cut you off there.
Dakota, love the Nugent signing.
Words that have never been uttered. I love the Mike Nugent signing.
Seriously, ever. Though. How could you love
words that have never been uttered ever by anyone?
How could you love the signing of a kicker off the street?
He might be fine. He might be fine. Shane Graham was fine.
And Nugent's kick is a dribbler.
But this guy, he's been in the league 10 years. He's been on how many different teams? A true floater. A floater.
7 teams since his career began in 2005.
7?
Yeah.
7 teams.
Holy crap, I didn't know that.
In 14 years, he's wretched from beyond 50, and he has trouble on extra points. But everything in between, he's fine, I guess.
Wide right fever.
So the Patriots are the 8th team.
Yeah, that would be correct.
8th team in 14 years. And believe me, not one of the 8 until just now did any fan of any of those teams say, I love the Mike Nugent signing. Congratulations, Dakota.
Yeah, no, you've earned a place in history.
Breaking new ground. Casey on the South Shore on the Bees. Go ahead, Casey.
Hey, guys. I don't want my call to be a bashing of Sweeney. I think he's done a nice job with drafts recently. I think we've got good organizational depth. Pat on the back for the bridge contracts of Carlo and McAvoy. But we've got assets. And pardon the pun, maybe you ought to get off your assets, Sweeney, and make a move for what we're desperately missing. The big hole is we don't have a top 6 power forward right wing. Make a move. Go out and get a guy like Mo Mantha from Detroit. Go out and grab a Josh Anderson from Columbus. Holy crap, would that guy look great in a Bruins uniform.
Well, so let me tell you, Casey, let me just stop you. I'm fine if they're in the playoff structure and then they get to the deadline and he makes another move for a guy like Marcus Johansson. Marcus Johansson was good.
So was Coyle.
Here's something you need to know. Talent-wise, they were not undergunned in the Stanley Cup Final. They had enough. They had enough talent to win it all. Their players underperformed, i.e. Bergeron and his line. They had the talent. Make the argument they had more talent than St. Louis. A lot of experts tell you they still have more talent than St. Louis. Bruins are more highly ranked by Las Vegas bookmakers and the power rankings and all of it because they're just looking at rosters. So Sweeney did his job last year. He got you that extra winger. And if he does that, I'm fine. Now, I would really like to see a big hockey move. Something going out, Krejci going out, something coming in. Like, I think they're due for that. I've been saying that for a while. But if they just do what they did last year, I'd be happy with that too.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with the way Sweeney did it last year. In fact, at the deadline, I think he nailed it.
But what would be really nice is if one of these kids emerges.
Yes, look, that's a huge thing. And I know we say that like you know every year, really. I just think they're at that point now. They're coming off the cup final. The veteran guys are really getting up there, and some of them took a beating last spring and into summer. So now, the as I like to say, the hierarchy of the team has to change. Those guys can't be leading the way anymore. It's time for the young guys to overtake them.
Tony and Easty, your Bruins thought. Tony! Sorry, man, I kept you on the line too long. He says Bruins have trouble clearing their own zone.
Well, they did at times against the Blues.
Yeah, definitely. So they're not, some of their trend, you know, Chara is sometimes an adventure back there with the puck. And Carlo's not the greatest. And, you know, so never mind. But the third, you know, Greslick, Krug, McAvoy, those guys should be fine. I mean, yes, they definitely had trouble. I mean, St. Louis is a good forechecking team.
Oh, they're great.
Right? So, I mean, they went up against the best at that, and they suffered at times from that. But I told you before, I sort of like their decor, providing McAvoy and Carlo keep the arrow pointed up.
I mean, look, it should be the strength of the team going forward. It really should. I mean, that Carlo, just the Carlo-McAvoy pairing, given the age, should really be the centerpiece of your team for a long time.
Greslick, I'm fine with as a third-pairing guy. The Connor Clifton kid really showed you something last year. He's back and should be, again, arrow pointed up. And then they've got, like, the next little wave of guys. This Vakanainen apparently can play. And so they got – and then there was another one that they drafted just recently. I forget his name. He's another Finnish player, I think, unless I have this all wrong. But I think they're okay there in back. I really do. They're light at wing.
Yeah, the only thing I'd like to see on the back end is a little more size. That's all, because some of those guys are small.
Well, that's true.
Greslick, Krug,
even
Clifton. Yeah, they're all small. So what happens when you get into the cup, and now you're 25 games deep into the postseason. You've been battered around as it is, and you get the Blues coming at you. Like, they were mooses. The Bruins couldn't get them out of there.
Coming up next, a quick baseball thought. How can baseball get more of what we've gotten the last couple nights with these wild card games? And not that last night was a classic, but just this whole format, which is so terrific. How can we get more out of that from baseball? That's a thought, and the email of the day coming up after the update.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, ma.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
You get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, I'll get back to your phones here in a second. Paul Perillo standing by, more on the Bees season preview and the new kicker here in New England. But I want to do a little spot on baseball from the last couple nights, and I'll lead it off with the email of the day.
It's the Moncast email of the day!
Dear Felga, I f***ing hate you, and I think Maz is a douche.
The Mimecast email of the day!
send one to Felger at 985thesportshub.com.
So just in keeping with that, I have two. Here's one I just want to read because it fits with what we usually do here. Bill writes in, subject line, the Patriots would go to the Super Bowl with Jared Stidham. I did say that. He says, I have one question that I hope you can answer, Felger. Are you seriously that big of an idiot, or is it just for the air? The Patriots would beat Kansas City with Jared Stidham at quarterback? It's idiotic nonsense like this that has made me officially stop listening to your show. Those are always my favorite. And then he recites to me what we said on the show as he's not listening. Right? Sorry, I just can't take listening to complete and utter nonsense. Signed, Bill. I did say it, and I stand by it. In my scenario, though, they somehow avoid Kansas City. So I don't know. Like, you put it to me like that. You're going to beat Kansas City with Jared Stidham? I know that's a stretch. But I think the Patriots would be one of those teams that can win with their backup quarterback like the Eagles did a couple of years ago, like Belichick and the Giants did with Jeff Hostetler. I just think they profile as one of those teams. So, yes, I stand by it.
If the game were up here, I'd give them a shot.
Exactly.
Down there. So, like, just play it out. I mean, repeat or replicate last year's scenario. If it's in Kansas City and you need to play in the fourth quarter in OT.
Oh, then you're porked.
You're screwed.
But if you're home and it's your defense and your crowd and it's a different kind of game.
You got a shot.
Okay, thank you.
But you're not winning on the road with Stidham.
Next one, email of the day. The wild card games are must watch TV, Felger. Even as a neutral fan, and this came in the other day before last night's game, I had to tune in to Brewers National. Except right before the game started, they showed a graphic that said somebody was 21 outs above average. I've never seen that before. What the F does that mean? They don't even bother to explain because they assume everyone knows. F you, nerds, writes Alex in Cape Cod. But it's that first part. I've said before, I'll say it again, these last two nights are the best Major League Baseball has to offer.
Can I put an asterisk on that? Because
sure.
I typically agree with you, unless it involves the Oakland A's.
So last night was a dud of a game. Last night was a dud of a game.
If it involves the A's, it typically is. They're worthless. Get them away from me.
So you want to follow up on that, Miles?
Well, look, again, in the Billy Bean era, I mentioned this to you this morning, that, you know, everyone says Moneyball, Moneyball, Billy Bean, to which I generally agree. Billy Bean's been a great GM. But do you realize his teams, and I think he started in 97, so we're talking 22 years now, okay, they've made the playoffs 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. 10 times they've been in the postseason under Billy Bean. They've yet to win even a single game in the league championship series. Not the World Series. The LCS. They've only gotten to the LCS once and they got swept. Every other time, they get eliminated in either the play-in game or the division series. Every single time. And I just wonder if this is some sort of, you know, lesson for the Red Sox as they look for their next GM, that the analytics only get you so far.
The analytics work for 162. When you average it out over 162 and you figure out what works and what doesn't, it works in the regular season. When you get to the games in the playoffs, it becomes about the games.
And feel.
And the flow of the games and the feel of the game, exactly. And, oh, every now once in a while, scratching out a base hit and not just swinging from your ass with launch angle trying for a home run. That works over 162. I think it's proven. And not stealing and not bunting and all the things. What I just described, the sport of baseball, playing baseball. Over 162, there's a new way to play, and it's hard to argue with, because the Rays get there, the Brewers, the heavy analytics teams. Brewers, Rays, A's, small market teams that are heavily driven by analytics. They get there, and they get there consistently. The crap works over 162. I'm not going to argue with you. When you get into a playoff game or a series, you actually have to play baseball now and get a base knock every now and then and not just launch angle. Last night, all home runs again, right? Wasn't it all home runs?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Pretty much.
The A's didn't score on a homer, but the Rays did. The Rays got all their runs on homers.
Homers.
Yeah.
So, oh, wouldn't you know it, against the Brewers, someone on the Nationals actually got, it used to be called, I think they still call it this, a single to win the game. I mean, so it was like so refreshing, and actually base hit. And it doesn't happen in so analytics over 162, I can't argue with it. But in these series, you actually have to play the game, and maybe that catches up to the A's.
I'll tell you what, I'm almost starting to wonder whether it's like, you know, the Celtics in the NBA a little bit, and by that I mean that the analytics guys grind. They grind it out, and during the regular season, it works because a lot of teams just don't grind. But then you get to the playoffs and everybody's grinding and the talent rises. And you just, when you build a team on analytics, you just don't have typically not enough raw talent.
Well, maybe the teams do the analytics because they don't have the talent. And that certainly applies to those small market teams. Here's another thing, though. I still, even though last night's game was a dud, it still got me to tune in and I still was there watching it for it to become a game. It just never did. And I'm, you know, you're not going to get me to tune into these neutral site, even baseball playoff games, till I get to an elimination game. And these, I think these, this wild card round is such a great thing and such a great invention that I wonder, is there a way to expand it or give me more of it? And Matt McCarthy, I think, mentioned this when he popped into the studio the other night. And I'm not inviting you to call up with your Fakakta formats.
Yeah, good luck with that.
We're allowed to do it. This is the Felger and Maz show. The Felger and Maz show gives you our thoughts. I'm not taking calls on your playoff bracket.
Uh-huh.
But how would you feel about something like this?
Oh, boy.
I can already, you're not going to like it, but...
No, no, listen, I'm open to anything. Don't underestimate my open-mindedness.
How do I get more of this? These one-off, instant drama, you know, elimination baseball games. What if they expanded to four wild cards per league? The three division winners, four wild card teams. And those four wild card teams, up from two, so you double the wild card teams. Those four wild card teams play a little mini tournament over 2 days to get the final four, and the division winners get a bye. And so the four wild card teams play semifinals and a final 2 days back to back. Boom, boom. You put both National and American League games on the same day, so it happens on the same time frame. Tuesday, Wednesday. Semifinals, final. Afternoon game, night game. And then the winner of that little wild card bracket is the fourth team. And then you go to your division series with the three division winners and the one remaining wild card. And now you have seven playoff teams per league. So 14 of the 30 make it. Like, that's a lot, I know. But doesn't that sort of give you more of what we're getting here these last couple days?
I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
I like it in theory, but again, you're adding more inventory, and the last thing that baseball needs is more.
Not elimination games.
But it's good inventory.
Elimination games.
Yeah, so I'll tell you.
Instant drama.
Yeah, then shorten these division series.
They'll never do it.
So then, but the only problem I come back to is, okay, but then tell me why I have to watch the first 6 months.
Well, so winning the division's really important. You get to avoid the wild card tournament. And if you're a middling team, you're in it because now there's four wild cards and not two and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. How many division races did we have this year?
None. Well, one. The Central. NL Central. Was it?
What I want to try to find is a reason to make the regular season a little more important.
Good luck.
I know. This is why I say, like, you want to tell me you want to do the split season thing, whatever. I'm open to anything because the 162 is just too long.
Was that right, McCarthy? Three division winners, four wild cards?
Two division winners.
So you go to two divisions. Oh, so here's McCarthy's idea.
Create more races.
That's not a bad idea.
So reduce it from three divisions to two divisions. Two division winners get a bye, and then there's four wild cards. So now you're six playoff teams, which is only one more. Is that another way to do it?
Sure.
Go back to the old East-West.
But again, you still have the same problem, though. You get to the division series, and there's no reason to watch until game five. Right?
Now, I just want more of what we got the last couple nights.
Yeah, I agree.
I think these are the best two nights in baseball.
I would like to find a way to inject some of it into the regular season. I don't know if there's a way they can do that.
No, well, it's too late to get into, but your plan with the winning each series is extra points. Go to a point system, and if you win an individual series in the season, you get an extra point.
Like, oh, that I love.
Like, that's a nice idea.
Yeah, I want something like that. There's got to be a reason for me to pay more attention during the regular season.
Okay. We'll take your thoughts on this, the Bruins, the kicker, whatever you want, except for your Fakakta idea. Long commercial-free segment is next.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey!
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. LineMA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy, make your first bet an automatic win, with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Always have to be ha ha hee hee.
Oh, love it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Harris ready to snap it back. He does. Here comes Nugent's kick. It's on its way. It's going to be close. It is. Good!
Yeah! Yeah!
Cincinnati wins on the final play of regulation on a 54-yard field goal.
Wow.
All right, don't say we're not fair. We wanted to give you a make there. We played a montage of all of his misses before. There's a make, a game winner from 50-something, a rarity for this guy.
54.
It was hard to find.
Yeah. He was 13 of 30 in his career from 50-plus.
So we dug deep, and we looked hard, and we found something for you. So again, never let it be said we're not fair. Give you both sides of the coin. Nugent occasionally makes a big kick, and even from distance. But a thing to keep in mind is that he is not a plus 50 kicker. Maz, just give me the numbers again.
Okay, again, last year in the NFL, last full season.
It is good! Yeah!
They sound surprised.
Right. Yeah.
It is good!
Holy crap!
I don't believe it! He made it! There you go, from 54. So last year in the NFL, last full season on record, 63.8% of all kicks from 50-plus were made. 63.8%. This year so far, the number is 58.3, but it's early. There have only been 36 attempts. Okay, we're only 4 weeks in. Nugent? For his career, I'm sorry to laugh. 13 for 30. 13 for 30, 43%. 20% below the league average. That is a freaking huge difference. Huge. 43%. I mean, dude, anything over the 40, anything over 45, if he misses, it's on Bill. So that's not on him.
Never line up to kick past the, what would that make it? The third, the
27 yard line.
I was going to say the 27 yard line. Anything, you have to get to the 27 to line up to kick a field goal now?
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
Well, too bad.
You can't play football that way. You can't do that.
Too bad.
I always say anything in the 30, anything 35 or in, you got to line up and kick that ball. Period. Story over.
Yeah, not with this guy.
Casey in Maine says Mike Nugent's leg power doesn't matter. Why not, Casey?
Well, that's not exactly where I was going. I was excited for them to grab a new kicker with a Mongo leg who could hit from 60 plus, but they bring in Nugent and his stupid baby leg, and there goes the arrow in my face, too.
Well, so, but your comment line said but leg power doesn't matter. It does. I mean, what, it's a minute left, you're down 2 points, and you get to the 37-yard line. So now you're talking about a 55-yarder.
Can't do it.
Yes. No, you have to do it. You have to line up and kick that football.
No, but this guy.
You have to.
Nope.
It's the NFL.
Nope.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Just because I forgot to read the liner, the Mimecast email of the day. Is the official Mimecast is the official cyber resilience email provider of the New England Patriots. Protect your business email from cyber attacks with cloud solutions from Mimecast. That's Mime, as in Mime is money. Mimecast. Mimecast.com. Go to Mimecast.com today. Bonus email of the day, Jerry Keen. Mike and guys, the kicker you want is Jet Toner. That's not real, is it? I also told you about the punter, Jake Bailey, at draft time. Check it out. Thanks.
Jet Toner's real.
Yeah, is he really?
Yeah, he's in college still, I think.
Where's he from?
Stanford.
Oh, another Stanford.
I'll find. But all these things for the future, like, let's just, we can do it for the, we'll chuck markers at the kickers in April. No problem. We'll give you your Jet Toner and whatever. For now, what do you want? Like, there were only two guys drafted last year. Was it two or three? I looked it up yesterday. There's only two or three guys drafted. There's only one or two rookies in the league. Matt Gay's one of them in Tampa. I can't remember who the others are. So, you know, there were more than two decent kickers in college. Go find the third guy, the fourth guy, the fifth. Like, Bill does it any other position. Like, Bill would do it any other position. Find a guy that other teams aren't looking at that is going to be a fifth-round pick versus a second-round pick and take that guy and say, I'm going to get the better guy anyway and spend less money on him. That's what you do at any other position. Why can't we do that at kicker? That's
what they should.
I don't want someone with baggage.
Yeah,
and Nugent has baggage.
I mean, they're at the point now where they're going to have to do it because you get a 35-year-old guy coming off a hip surgery. Like, I don't know how you ignore it now. You got to go out and draft somebody now.
Alan in Florida on the A's. Yes, Alan.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, I watch some of these guys. I want to give you credit. I really respect the Bruins without Yelich. You know, I know they had no chance to win.
Ballsy, Alan. It was
World
ballsy.
It was real ballsy. And then you go and take this Oakland team. They've lost 8 straight playoff series. They've won 1. And this guy walks around people with Billy Bean and Moneyball. He's a phony baloney. And, you know, he's never won anything. He's never going to win anything. What a disgusting performance by that team last night.
So that game was a dud, and I do blame the A's too. But you can't say Billy Bean is useless.
Yeah, but when he gets to the postseason, I don't want to take this guy's line, but he tweeted, he's like the Marvin Lewis of Major League Baseball. Like, you'll have some success in the regular season, but when it comes to the biggest moments and you get to the postseason, you fail time and time and time again.
I was going to suggest that he's the Brad Stevens. Or maybe the other way around. That Brad Stevens is a Billy Bean of the NBA.
Yeah, but Stevens can actually win playoff rounds.
I mean, really, that's what it is, though. I think it's more of a reflection on analytics than it is on Bean, the more that I think about
Bean deserves credit for getting that team there as much as he does with no payroll.
I mean, again, the two teams that played last night combined were almost $100 million less than the Red Sox. Combined. Not individually. So combined.
Analytics helps get you there.
Absolutely, they do. Yeah, I'll grant you that. I just think, though, that when the good players actually start to try, that all of a sudden the analytics guys are all overwhelmed. I think that's a big part of it,
Would you want Billy Bean to be the Red Sox general manager?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Again, look at the record. I think it's like one in... They don't win in the postseason. It's not going to happen. You'll put a competitive team out there. You'll squeak in. You'll get in the wild card round and then fail. And fail and fail and fail and fail and fail again. That's his record. As a general manager.
What if you give Billy Bean money? You have no idea what he can do with money.
Exactly.
Oh, screw. You people have fell for that book and the dumb movie that's overrated.
It's not the Moneyball thing. I think that, you know, we all know who the good players are that cost money. So the talent comes in the other stuff. So now you can do both. You just spend the money in the, you know, I shouldn't say in the right places because they're all going to make mistakes. But you can keep your good players instead of sending them off all the time. And I would hire Bean. Absolutely, I would.
I mean, what if Bean had the money to go sign an ace as opposed to just, you know, they develop all their pitching. What if he had the money to go sign an ace? Do we have any idea if he could pick the right guy or not? I mean, we don't, but I don't know. I'd like to see that guy with some money.
Yeah, look, again, you and I can pick the right guy with the money.
Well, but...
You see what I'm getting at?
Not necessarily.
Sure.
That's what Dombrowski just did.
Yeah, when David Price is on the market, you go get him.
It was the wrong guy.
They won a World Series. Not really, though.
So, is he the right guy for this team, even with the World Series?
I would hire Bean.
Okay, no. I would too. I the tangent is, was David Price the right signing?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I still would have signed him. I think that contract overall has been worth it.
Yeah. It's not a good fit here. But anyway, that's a side story, isn't it? Well, I don't know. I think Bean, I just see Bean with a payroll before I judge him in totality.
Look, Theo's no fool. Theo took Moneyball and applied it to a big market team so that he could still have the money there to cover up mistakes and holes. He's no dope. I mean, he went to the Cubs. He didn't go to the Rays.
Okay, but Andrew Friedman has done the same thing. You know, and they haven't won yet either, Murray. I wouldn't say that Andrew Friedman sucks. I think the Dodgers are a model. Great system, great young players. They spend money and they're there every year. Now, they haven't won.
Yeah, but at least they can win a playoff game or round. A's can't do any of that.
That's true. All right, here comes Paul Perillo. He's going to weigh in on the situation down in Foxborough. No commercials, just an update. The situation in Foxborough described here in the update, the very latest, and then we have Pip.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.